This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe held its second annual Tribal Opioid Summit December 12th through the 14th. Reporter Kayla Duos has the details. The event started with a welcome from the Leech Lake chairman.
As we come together to deal with these issues we deal with today, our relatives, they dealt with alcoholism. We've got more issues that we're dealing with today. Our family and relatives that are addicted, they're very special people. We don't ever talk down about people battling addiction because we're talking about our families.
That's Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe Chairman Farron Jackson at the band's second annual Opioid Response Summit at the Northern Lights Casino. The three-day summit, attended by nearly 200 band members, is the collaborative effort of 14 Leech Lake programs. It aims to inform the community about recovery resources and hold culturally focused discussions regarding addiction. In 2017, American Indian and Alaska Native populations had the second highest overdose rates from all opioids. That's according to the most recent Center for Disease Control and Prevention data. Leech Lake is only a small portion of Indian country, but the numbers here are still at crisis level. That's why this event is necessary. Patricia Bittner is the Leech Lake Tribal Police Methamphetamine Policing Community Coordinator. She sat down with me to discuss how the opioid crisis is impacting the community by the numbers.
So for the state of Minnesota, for all drug and alcohol, out of every group of 1,000 people, we have about 89 people who go to treatment. We have the most babies born with neonatal abstinence syndrome. Native Americans do. We have the most females who go to treatment, pregnant females and females who go to treatment.
Patricia's statistics show a troubling pattern. A majority of the charges women go in for are drug-related. And neonatal abstinence syndrome, also known as NAS, is a group of problems that occur in a newborn who was exposed to addictive illegal or prescription drugs while in the mother's womb. I later asked Patricia what people should know about tribal resources when it comes to fighting addiction and combating these figures.
Leech Lake is resource-rich. You know, there's tons of resources out there for people. They just have to know where to go and how to get them. Anyone who's struggling with addiction or anything else, there's a lot of resources out there.
A group that has seen success in keeping folks clean on the reservation is the Sober Squad. It's a community-run group that hosts events and family-friendly activities to keep those in recovery busy. Curtis Jackson, a Sober Squad leader, defined how the group works.
We're a support group. We advocate for each other. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like a big family. Mm-hmm. You know, when one person's down, it's not just one person that tries to pick them up, it's everybody. Myself, even early in recovery, like, I always felt like I didn't have nobody. And that's one of the biggest things you can do for somebody is be there for them, you know, because they've always had people give up on them, you know. And why should we give up on people? You know, I mean, everybody makes mistakes. We all walk imperfectly. So, you know, and it's, you know, and I've said it a bunch of times. You know, they always say it takes a village to raise a child, but we need that same village to help fight this opioid epidemic.
While the Sober Squad is one of the most notable services on the reservation, it's not the only. The Leech Lake Band currently offers over 10 different programs that help treat members who are battling addiction and working on recovery. For more information on the Opioid Response Summit, including addiction recovery resources, please check out leechlakenews.com. I'm Kayla Duos with the Debajamon for Minnesota Native News.
In other news, the Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College interim president Stephanie Hammett will be filling the role permanently. Hammett has served as interim president since July 1st of 2018 after previous president Larry Anderson retired.
Very humbling experience, and there's just so many good people that work here and believe in the mission of the college, and so it's I think it's a great place to work, and hopefully students and other staff feel that way too.
Hammett's new appointment became effective in November. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.